It's time for Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank here on WWL. And John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, joins us with a very credible section of our program every week. John, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, thank you for bringing such credibility to our show here on WWL.
We're glad to do that.
You know, we've got an article on our website, WWL.com, and it asks the question, are Americans going into credit card debt to deal with inflation? And I want to ask you about that, but I also want to talk about some tips for boosting your credit scores, because so much hinges on our credit scores. But let's start with the question about, is America going into debt with credit cards?
Unfortunately, Scoot, we are. Credit card balances are rising across the country as prices continue to rise, and it's just an unfortunate relationship between prices and those credit card balances.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, you're going to pay for it one way or another. I mean, but there are going to be some people who are going to have to do this because things are coming up, things that are really necessary. I mean, we're not talking about, oh, I think we need to go on that ski vacation. So what if there's inflation? Let's just charge it all. I mean, some people are charging because they have to.
No, I definitely agree. There's some people that are in economic circumstances where they don't have any other option but to pay for food and clothing on their credit card. The most important thing that I can add, though, is just to make sure you are managing your credit wisely. And what I mean by that is you are paying according to the terms of your credit agreement. Make sure you make your payments on time. Make sure you're spending within your card limits or your credit line limits. You don't want to be at the maximum of every credit card or every credit line. You want to be able to manage that within your budget. Another important thing is shopping for the best rates on credit that you can, whether it's your credit card, your car loan, your house loan, whatever it is, go out, shop those rates, try and get the best deal for your budget. An important piece of that puzzle is your credit score. Your credit score is simply a three-digit number that tells banks or other lenders how creditworthy you are, or in other words, how likely you are to repay your debt. And, you know, go ahead.
John, I'm going to admit that, you know, there are times that I slip and I don't pay something on time. And I don't like that about myself, but I'm just being honest and I'm telling you there are times that I do that. And I'm sure I'm not alone. I know other people do that as well. What are some of the things that people like me can do to boost our credit scores?
There's four or five of the most important factors in determining your credit are, number one, your payment history. The payment history not only measures how long you've had a relationship with a lender, it also measures how you've paid that lender. So, for example, if you've had a credit card for 10 years and you've been late two or three times, the impact on your credit score is going to be minimal. However, again, you want to make sure you manage that and you try and pay your bills with on time. The second thing is how much you owe. If you have a credit card that has a $10,000 limit, you don't want to have a balance of $10,000 on that card. That's an indication that you are probably living outside of your means, mm-hmm. and you're likely going to be going down a negative financial path. And the other big one is really the length of your credit history. How long have you been? How long have you had credit? How many different types of credit agreements have you had? Whether they're credit cards or car loans, or maybe even you financed your furniture at the furniture store. All that data gets reported to the credit bureau, and the longer your history is, the better.
Are there people at credit bureaus that, you know, let's say they're having a bad day and they can't wait to give somebody a bad credit rating, or they go out of their way to use their discretion to give somebody a bad credit rating?
No, I will say this. I'll say the most interesting thing about credit scores is it's really a blind box. You know, banks, again, and lenders of all types subscribe to credit bureaus, and they submit data each month to those credit bureaus. And the data calculation itself is blind. One thing that most people don't realize is your credit score has absolutely nothing to do with the amount of money you make.
Okay.
So a wealthy person and a poor person could both have the highest credit score imaginable.
A few years ago, I was filling out an application for an apartment, and I had just come back to New Orleans, and I'd gone through really difficult financial times, and I was honest with him. I said, "Really, I don't know what my credit score is going to be," and she said, "Well, I'm sure it's fine." She said, "I have millionaires that apply for an apartment, and they have terrible credit ratings. Is it because they just don't get around to paying?"
Well, it depends, again, on how much they use credit. You know, at the bank, we run into that all the time. There are very wealthy people that may not even have a credit score at all. They don't borrow or finance anything. It's all paid in cash. Oh. So it's not unusual.
And that would be the drug dealers, too, right?
I'm sure it would be.
Only cash only. So payment history is important. Your relationship with the lender, how much you owe. Don't max out your card. I'm really good in that department. I mean, I'm not anywhere near maxed out on my cards. And then the length of your credit history. So mine goes back. Really, my first loan was with Metairie Bank for a car loan. I think my payment was $55 a month. But back then, working at a grocery store, that was a hell of a lot of money to me. And I realized, at one point I realized, wait a minute, you're working so you can pay for a car that you only can drive to work because you have to work so much to pay for the car. That's all you can do. So you're working to pay for a car to drive to work, and that's it.
That's true. I remember those scenarios or those days myself. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people that actually are in those circumstances now, and it is unfortunate that there are a lot of people that go to work to pay their car insurance and their car note and have little left over.
Yeah. All right, John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank. Once again, thanks for the good information. And then I just want to remind people that I love talking about Metairie Bank because it really is a community bank. And another example of Metairie Bank being a real, true community bank and proving it is Pet Adoption Day, which you have coming up at the main branch on Metairie Road, Friday, November 4th. And I'm going to stop by there before the show, and they'll have pets up for adoption. And that is just another reminder of how far Metairie Bank goes in terms of just reaching out to the community.
Absolutely. We have a great relationship with the Jefferson SPCA. They'll be out, as you said, next Friday from 10 to 2, and we'll have a Pet Adoption Day. We're looking forward to it.
All right, John LeBlanc, have a great afternoon. Thanks for joining us on Money Trends.